Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, D. Miles. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Gantenbian. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Nick Etten. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Nels Potter. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy Thompson. Batting second. The left fielder, Mel Mazzara. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Trotter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bill Trotter. And now, play ball. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian bunts towards the mound. Trotter fields it and throws to first for the out. Miles moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Mazzara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Etten settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Mazzara moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mazzara scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter fires to first and has McQuinn trapped. There's the throw to Newsom, who tags McQuinn for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag, who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbien fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mazara. Potter reaches second base with a double. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a pop-up, foul, in back of first. Hefner settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hefner. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Potter scores. It's Athletics, 1, Browns, 1. Joe Gantenbien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbien is 0-for-0 in the game. Gantenbien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miles moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Kimberlin now pitching. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0-for-1 in the game. Etten hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn juggles the ball. That's an error on McQuinn. Hayes moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mazara. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Hayes scores. Etten moves to third. It's 5-1, Athletics. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimberlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Kimberlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimberlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mazara hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Miles hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogue hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani juggles the ball. That's an error on Lodigiani. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0-for-2 in the game. Etten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Harry Kimberlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimberlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Kimberlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thompson moves to second. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mazzara strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. McQuinn reaches third base with a triple. Thompson scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-2 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mazzara. Newsom reaches second base with a double. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Potter bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hefner covering, for the out. Newsom moves to third. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Miles strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantenbian hits a fly ball into center field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0-for-3 in the game. Etten hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mazzara, who is chasing the ball. Etten reaches third base with a triple. Johnson scores. Hayes goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 3-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0-for-3 in the game. Lottigiani is hit by the pitch. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimberlin fields it and throws to home to get Etten. Lottigiani moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Potter hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada pinch hits for Harry Kimberlin. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada strikes out. One out. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miles. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mazara hits a line drive towards first. Etten reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Johnson now pitching. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Miles hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gantenbien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantenbien hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thompson. Gantenbien reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoog. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Gantenbien scores. It's 9-3, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Etten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Nagel pinch hits for Dario Lodigiani. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Chapman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Potter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Miles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Newsom moves to second. It's 10-3, Athletics. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gantenbian hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Nagel now playing third base. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Don Hefner. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Glenn hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Grace pinch hits for Fred Johnson. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miles. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. Grace moves to third. It's 10-4, Athletics. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mazara takes first base on ball 4. Roy Hughes pinch runs for Mel Mazara. Chubby Dean now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grace scores. Thompson moves to third. Hughes moves to second. It's 10-5, Athletics. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuinn hits a line drive towards third. Nagel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoge is 0-for-4 in the game. Hoge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.